Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. I'm your host, Marie Langley, and thank you for joining us today. My partner still has some time off, so it's just me again for the show. And this show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we are usually on twice a week, Fridays from 3 to 4, and Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. We will be having guests on our show, on our Tuesday night show, starting next week. So stay tuned. We'll be having a lot of different topics. And for anybody who tried to call in last Friday, I apologize. I forgot to cancel the show. I was excited about the long weekend and didn't hit the cancel button. So I apologize if anybody called in to ask a question and didn't find anybody. And you can reach us if you have any comments, questions, or ideas at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you'd like to schedule a reading with either myself or Beth, you can reach me at 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-900-4136. And we do group reading sessions. We do parties. We do individual. We can do them on Skype. We can do them by phone. We can do them in person. So those services are available. We do corporate events. So if that's something that you're interested in, don't hesitate to contact us. And we also blog, not as frequently as we'd like to, but that is at wordpress.com/divinegoddessradio. And we do have a Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. All you have to do is search for that, and it'll come up. And we would really like to grow that page, so if all of you listening could really help us out and start liking the page. We do choose one person a month from our likers for a free reading. So, you know, try to get in and get the benefit of that. I know some people have gotten, you know, a free reading with us, so we'd like to extend that to as many people as possible. So go in and like us. And welcome to the Phone In Friday show. You know, a lot of stuff has been going on. We just had a new moon, and it was actually a really good one. A lot of upbeat energy, very enlivening, people feeling really good. New moons are always about new beginnings. And this new moon was in Gemini, so that makes people extra chatty. It's a social new moon. So, you know, you may notice people are talking more and things are moving again with a lot of energy and things are positive. You may be invited to more events. The social planning has kicked up. So, you know, what do you do with this new moon? I mean, what do we expect with that? So, all of a sudden, you know, you might have been plodding along, trying to get one or two things done, and then boom, the energy comes in with this new moon, and you're thinking, gosh, there are like 10 things I want to do at once, and can I do it? And the answer is yes, just do it. Get as multi-skilled and what's the word I want to use? Multitasking. Do as much multitasking as you can because the energy is really, really good. So when we're under a new moon, we also plant seeds that grow. We see the result of in 6 months. So whatever you create now during the new moon, look to that reward towards the year end and kind of plant those seeds accordingly to what you want to see. Writing an abundance check is always a good time at new moon too. So We had the new moon on Wednesday, but the energy, you know, within a couple days before and after is always there. So you can write your new moon abundance check. I have the link on our Facebook page. You can go in and see it. And also use the time to do intentions. I have a new moon book, and I write an abundance check in there. And then I also do 10 intentions that I'd like to see happen in the next month. And then every month I go back and I review and I see, you know, what has happened, if anything has come true. And usually I can get about half of them that actually do come true for me. So I really do my intentions as specific as possible, and then I go back and I review it. And then if I see an intention that I'm writing that is not coming true, I reword it or I adjust it or I change the way it's written to see if maybe that has an effect on the outcome. And if it still doesn't happen, then, you know, it's probably not in my highest good for it to happen, but I'm still going to keep doing it every month. Also, intuition is really on high right now, and feelings are strong. So trust your intuition. Trust your gut right now. Act on instinct. And whatever is given to you, use it. Because, you know, we're tuning in really strongly right now. So pay attention to that gut and listen to it. And we are also a week out to our favorite time, Mercury retrograde. So, you know, everybody's busy and we're overthinking. It's starting to come in. So with this Gemini new moon, you know, a lot of energy coming in, a lot of things you want to do, but then also the overthinking is coming on the end of it because we're getting close to Mercury retrograde. And this is the shadow. And Mercury retrograde starts June 6th or 7th in that area. And remember, Mercury retrograde is all about cleaning up. So one way to prepare for Mercury retrograde is to get communicating. So if there's anything that needs your attention, you know, pay attention to that and address that. And whatever you want to put off because you think it will go away, it hasn't. So it's there for you to look into and really focus on it and deal with it and put it in the past. And, you know, a lot of things that people will oversee or try to put in the background are, you know, that deep, deep cleaning of our house or any work that needs cleanup, wardrobe overhaul, any paperwork, paying bills, answering any emails, phone calls, errands, catching up with people. You always say, well, you know, I'll get back to them later, and you just put it off. Another big thing is speaking your truth or using empowering words. Use this time to speak your truth. Get what you need to say out. If you're writing a book or a blog, get started. If you're researching or changing careers, get started. And any imbalance in your relationship is a good time. Now's a good time to address it too. So the topics or the keywords for this shadow time is self-worth, appreciation, competition, love, acceptance. So you have 3 weeks of practice during Mercury retrograde to work on these things before we go positive again. So hope that gives you a little bit of help and a little bit of insight. And what I'm going to do today is I'll take as many calls as I can or that come into the show. And if you want to call in, 347-327-9360, you can also type a question in the chat room, and I can answer that on air. But if we don't have a lot of callers, I know it's a really beautiful day out, and it's Friday. Here in Minnesota, people tend to leave early to go up to their cabin, so there's not a lot of people that hang around. So I'll just take questions as they come, and if there's, you know, if I don't have a large number of people, then I will just wrap up the show early and catch you guys on Tuesday. So let's take our first caller. Hi, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. Happy Friday. Hi. My name is Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Much better.
Good. Good.
I know.
Do you have a question?
Well, yes. I'm looking for employment.
Okay.
Okay. And I think I'm starting to get my strength back. I'm on my fifth month. Now, it's not that I'm getting responses from my resume. I just haven't landed one yet. Do you see that coming soon? Is the light at the end of the tunnel?
You know, and it's so tough now with Mercury retrograde coming. And we're shadow. So that's...
No, I mean this, sweetie. April, May were probably the worst 2 months of my whole entire life. I was in such a dark place. I think, March and April, sorry. I'm sure you can feel the stress.
Well, yeah, and you know, also, I mean, this past few months we've had the Grand Cardinal Cross, we've had the eclipse, so we've had a lot of energy that, you know, if you're really sensitive to, it kind of turned us all upside down, it was for a purpose. It was for us to reexamine what we want to do in our life, and
And it's not depression, it's sadness. There's a difference. There's a big difference between being depressed and sad. But go on. Let's get to the reality here.
So have you been thinking though of doing a complete career change?
Well, I'm starting to send them to other areas. In fact, next Wednesday I have an interview totally left of my field. It's in a doctor's mm-hmm. office, and I've never done that.
Okay.
Because I have administrative skills, so I can, go on.
Yeah, it's actually a good thing because, you know, all this stuff that all of us have been going through anyway, what we've been doing, if you've been doing something for a long time and it doesn't serve you anymore,
it's so hard to face that, though. I know.
It is, but that is really what we're going through. And once you face that and you make the decision, okay, you know what? It's time for me to get out of my comfort zone and explore what else is
out there. And take a drop in pay.
Yep.
I know.
But you know what? Sometimes we have to do that because it can be a stepping stone for you. So you take that first thing that's out of your comfort zone or different than whatever, and it's lower in pay, but then that opens up doors for you down the road.
I know. Well, it's doing billing. It's a good job. But the point is I have an interview Monday and I have one Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I am getting responses. I guess the basic question is, when do you see me employed back in my career? No matter what it is, it's going to be my career. Does that mean, it's going to be a career.
Well, I'm hearing the Wednesday one is going to be the better one for you. I'm getting more of a positive feeling on that one than the Monday one. So the Wednesday one is the important one. Okay. Yeah, but the Wednesday one is the one I'm hearing, and I'm hearing within a month you should have everything wrapped up.
I have another call next week too. Mondays, mm-hmm. it's the same administrative work. It's just different areas Monday. They're different companies. I know. So you do feel in a month I'll be in a job. Everything will be wrapped up. Excuse me.
Everything will be wrapped up. Yeah, Mondays. It feels really heavy. There's something there that it's not. It wouldn't be a good situation for you.
Only two people. It's a very small. It's only two people.
Yeah.
It's what I do though. Yeah. It's in financial advising. But you know, to click with a woman, and that's so hard sometimes. It's hard to impress women. It's not. It is. Mm-hmm. You have to agree with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have to have the right fit.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I'm feeling that the Wednesday position is going to be a better fit for you.
Okay. All right.
And that one is also going to provide opportunities for you down the road.
It's decent pay though. It's just not. I'm not even going to go there. It's decent pay, but it's just not what I'm just going to have to deal with that. I'll deal with that one after the interview. Let's do that first.
You deal with that, and remember that it's a stepping stone. So any adjustments that you make now are just going to help you down the road.
Oh, but you do see me employed in a month. Everything, I will be employed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else?
Let's see what I need to know. Okay, they're showing me yellow, and yellow means joy. So whatever you can do this weekend to surround yourself with joy, do that, because that's going to have an effect on how you present yourself in your interviewing. And the yellow is actually that Wednesday's job. The yellow, the frequency of the yellow is going to match whoever's interviewing you. So, do whatever you can this weekend to say, you know what? Let me pivot my sadness and turn it into joy. And do whatever makes you really joyful this weekend so you can carry that energy with you.
Okay. All right.
Do you like to garden?
Yeah, I do, actually. I like to needlepoint also.
Okay. I'm hearing to get your hands in the dirt, though. Do something with gardening this weekend. Because that contact with the earth is going to help ground you, too, and bring in the joy from the nature.
Okay. But you're right. The Wednesday job's a helping job. Mondays, it's just more stiff. And you're right. I see your point.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Different animals.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Listen.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You so
have
much.
A great
okay.
weekend and good luck. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Thanks for calling.
Blessing. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. And I'll take my next caller. Hi, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jean. I'm calling from Jersey.
Hi, Jean. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I'm just calling to see about my, love life. Just interested in.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit, so can you repeat that?
I was saying just interested in my, love life. Sorry about my voice. I just had surgery on my mouth.
Oh, okay. So you're interested in, you wanted to see what's up for your love life?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Did you just break up with someone or you're coming out of a relationship?
It was about a year ago.
Okay. What are you still holding on to from that one?
I don't know. Actually, it was so funny that up. I was having a conversation, and it's like I'm still angry about that. And I'm trying to let it go, but it seems to come in. It comes in my dreams. It haunts me. I don't know what it's about. But it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, because
it's like he keeps coming back.
Too.
Yeah, he keeps coming back.
Okay, yeah, I'm picking up sadness. You still have a cord attached to this person, and
I've been trying to get it off of me for the longest. it's like been going off and on for 5 years, and I find reasons to be upset. Like it just comes out of nowhere. I don't know what that is about. I wish it would get off me because I'm really ready to move on with my life. I promise you, I am. And he keeps coming.
Yeah,
back.
It's a karmic relationship. So you have a past life connection, and he kind of knows that, and he doesn't want to let go, but you do. Your soul is saying, "I'm done with this. I'm done." And so if you can actually cut it in this lifetime, then you are done with what you needed to be done with this person. So I would have you do like a visualization. Do you know who Archangel Michael is?
Yeah, I did this so many times. I do it all the time. Like the bubble, him coming in, cutting the cord.
No, yeah, okay. But I need you, yeah, but when you visualize, actually, if you go online and do cord cutting ceremony, there is a, do cord cutting ceremony with Archangel Michael, there's actually something that is written that you can say out loud, and you want to visualize him coming in with his sword and whacking that cord and then removing any hooks that he has in you as well.
Okay. So you don't see anything else with anybody until that's removed?
It's that cord, and then he's got some hooks in you that need to get out. It's a thick cord. That's why you need the sword. You need Michael's sword to come in and sever that.
I've been trying to do this for 5 years. It's really depressing because.
Yep.
It seems like he lives his life, and I'm just, like, stuck in this place, and it really makes me mad, like, really mad.
Yep, I know, I had to do it myself many, many, many times with my
last
relationship.
Like, I want to leave, I don't want to be stuck with this person, he's evil.
Yeah, ask Michael to help remove the the hooks that are in you, though, too. You want to release all hooks, attachments, and you want to make sure the attachments are released physically, mentally, emotionally, etherically,
so
spiritually.
What happens if I keep doing this? Am I stuck with this person? Like, I keep doing this, and it's not working. Like, I promise you, I've been doing this. I know I've been doing this for years. Like, I didn't know what it was at first, but then I started getting educated on what's going on. And for the last 3 years, I've been cutting cords, all this stuff.
Are you still communicating with him?
Well, he goes to the extreme. Like, this time, I changed my number, I blocked him. He found my parents online, and he contacted my parents, and he is in good graces with my family. They love him, and I can't get away from him.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's got some really deep hooks. Because, you know, every time he communicates with you, that he implants another hook. So, I've got
so
Michael standing right
him.
Here. So.
I'm stuck with him.
No, you're not stuck with him. It's just you're going to really have to do more work. It's a continuous work, and you're really going to have to go deeper and deeper into meditation and go higher and higher up the levels and really call on the army to come in and get this person out of your life.
I'm so ready to give up. Like, I'm just thinking, like, okay.
No, don't give up, because this is a test for you, and you've got to make it through. Otherwise, you're going to keep repeating it lifetime after lifetime. So it's a tough test, but it's a test to see how determined you are.
How determined? I've been trying. Like, I moved to different states. But do you see anything as far as, I guess once we're disappointed about this, well, do you see anything as far as career-wise then?
Well, you know, you might have to go the old-fashioned route and just get a restraining order against him. You know, do the human thing, too, if you want to keep this person really
before.
Away.
I did that 3 years ago when he popped up at my door.
Wow.
Do you see anything as far as career, like me getting a job anytime soon to keep my mind off the situation, because it makes me upset.
Mm-hmm. Have you told your family that you want no contact with him?
Yeah. They think I'm big on status. They think I don't want to be with him because he doesn't have any money, but he's just a user, and but they can't see that. But I'm just like, so now I'm just focusing on trying to get a job, and I just graduated from school, and it seems like, I don't know, I'm trying to find a job and trying to get away from him, and nothing seems to be, yeah.
Are you in the healthcare?
Currently, I'm not into. Oh, I'm just in social work.
Okay.
I'm still up in the air.
Okay. Do you work with teens at all, or would you like to work
right
with
now,
teens?
I really wouldn't even care. I'm like so open to anything. I just like to.
Okay. I'm hearing, like, if you can look for, like, teen counseling kind of jobs or working with teens where you are, I'm hearing the word counseling, to look at those types of jobs.
So it would be, like, therapist, counseling kind of jobs.
Yep. But working with teens specifically is what they're saying.
Teens. Like in a high school, or
It could be high school. It could be high school dropouts, but the teen group.
Okay.
So check around for jobs related, you know, in that kind of field, in that kind of positions.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks. Keep trying. You know what? Keep working on your cord cutting and excuse me, your visualizations, because
I try to get with other people, and mm-hmm. it just they're like really short lived. Everything is like short lived right now, and it's just it always.
Do you do it every night before you go to? Do you do it every night before you go to sleep?
No, I don't. I don't do it every night. I just try to get like I do it like I want to say, at least once a month, and I try to go. I try, then I try to go to like I'm in a different state right now, and
mm-hmm.
and it's just like I'm ready to move on, and I just it makes me upset because it's like he lives his life, he does whatever he wants to do, and he thinks he can come and pop in my life. In and out, and then it's preventing me from moving forward, and it's not fair.
Try, for the next month, do the cord cutting every night before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
See if that helps starting to help, and then remove the hooks. Remember to remove
mm-hmm.
all the hooks, and then do that every night, and put the intent that you're done, you're done, you're done, you no longer want this person in your life. Archangel Michael, please come and cut the cords. Please grab
mm-hmm.
the hooks out of me. And make sure that you are doing it on all levels, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, etherical, all the way
mm-hmm.
back through your past lives. You want to clear it as far back as you can.
How many past lives are there?
Well, every person has many different past lives. But what I do is when I'm trying to clear something back, I say I clear back all the way to the start of time from when I was first a seed, and that takes you all the way back.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Feel free to call back in a few weeks and let us know how you're doing, okay? All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Get the next caller on here. Hi. Who am I speaking
Hello.
With and where are you calling from?
This is Lisa from Florida.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I just wanted to know what you see coming up for my finances.
Finances. Well, as soon as you said that, I saw coins raining down, so that's a good sign. Abundance.
That is a good sign. Yes.
Yeah.
Love hearing that.
Pardon?
I said I love hearing that.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it, when you can see the
yeah.
coins coming down. yep, they're saying, boy, the abundance. They're saying hang in there, it's coming. You will have a turnaround, and your accounts will grow.
Okay.
And they keep saying, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry.
Aren't they funny?
That's always easier said than done, right?
Aren't they funny? Aren't they funny?
Yes, they are funny. They mm-hmm. don't live down here in our human bodies and have to deal with what we have to deal with. let me see what else. Yeah, they're kind of showing me this, like, sunny forecast, so it's all good. It's all good.
Oh.
In concerns for finance, it's all good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And so now they're saying also, in about 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see things move towards a positive.
Okay.
anything else that wants to come in? Do you have anything to do with poppies?
Poppy flowers or puppy?
Yeah. No, poppy oh. flower.
You know, I used to really like the Georgia O'Keeffe poppy flower painting.
Oh.
I always thought that was like one of my favorites.
Okay. Yeah, because they're showing me a poppy, a red poppy.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Interesting. I'm trying to get clarification, or like, what about the poppy?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have anything in your house with a red poppy on it?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you happen to find, like, a picture or something with a red poppy, they're saying that's a good thing to keep in your house.
Yeah, that'd be great.
For abundance.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll get a poster and hang it on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're saying to put it in your a living room, family room, somewhere in that area.
Okay, I have a spot for it.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Yep.
Yeah. Like a great idea.
Yeah, so that's okay. Let's see, anything else? Nope, nothing else coming in.
No.
So put that poppy on the wall, and then yeah, they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. Watch everything turn.
Okay.
Things will switch up for you. Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of meditation, and I'm trying to manage my anxiety. It's not normal.
Don't worry, Compton.
Yeah, that's why I laugh, because I don't normally have that level of anxiety, but I just, there's been so much, I got emotionally, like I had a heartbreak like a month, maybe 5 weeks ago, and I worked through that. It was real painful, but I feel like I'm healing up from that, and now it just exposed some kind of anxiety and fear, like really intense on the financial level, and I mean, I'm okay right now, but it's just, I don't know, I'm just having like almost, I don't want to use the word panic attack. It's not really a panic attack. It's just this deep fear that is coming up, and it's almost illogical, but it's just right there, and I'm trying to manage it.
Let it out. Just let it go, though. I mean, this is all, there's some stuff that's been happening energetically anyway with the new moon coming. And, you know, our full moon really brought a lot of stuff up. And then with Mercury retrograde on the shadow, too. Because last week I had, for the past 2 weeks, this weird anxiety, and I could not figure out where it was coming from.
Yeah.
I let it come up. I just let it come up. And the more I let it come up, and then I would, you know, talk it out or communicate it out or release it, the more it just came out, and now it's gone. So it was, I know it was something deep-rooted that needed to come out, and it was energetically, it was the right time, because what I'm hearing with you is this too shall pass, and don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, I know it will pass. It's just very uncomfortable feeling for me coming up right now. And I'm
meditate on the poppy.
Oh, okay. I'm supposed to get, like, a settlement. Do you see that coming in?
Settlement. It feels really good. Oh, I just saw a yes.
You know what?
I just saw a yes. Mm-hmm.
Are they giving you any kind of time frame?
I'm seeing 6. I'm trying to think of 6 weeks or 6 months. Oh, no, a 0. 60 days.
Oh.
60 days.
Okay.
Does that sound about right time frame wise?
I have no clue, to be honest with you.
Oh, you have no clue?
I can't really validate. It was cool the last time I called you. It was like a few weeks ago, and you said that you saw me meditating a lot, and I was meditating a lot. So I felt like maybe you would have some good information today for me. I'm just feeling just so much anxiety, and I don't want to feel this anxiety, but I'm just going through it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's coming up for a reason, but that poppy, because the poppy keeps coming through, so get that poppy and then meditate on that. Just sit in that room and look at it when you're meditating.
Okay.
And just, I mean, verbally let it out too. And just say, whatever, you know, whatever needs to come out for my highest good, I allow you to be released.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just did like an hour of meditation, and I figure, like, you know, I should feel great right now. Like, I should feel inner peace, but I don't. You know, I mean, I'm just like, why am I not getting the results from, you know, sitting in meditation? Usually, I do. You know.
Are you meditating outside?
No, it's a little hot right
okay.
now.
Okay, try. I know. But if you can, in like early morning, sit on the grass and do your meditation so you're connected to the earth, see if that makes a difference for you. If that does make a difference, then you're needing that earth grounding.
Yeah, actually I meditated outside yesterday, and then it got really hot and I went in. But today I did it inside, but you're probably right.
Yeah, go in the morning when it's not so hot so you can spend some time out there in the grass cooler.
When do you feel like this thing that's got a grip on me, I normally don't have this kind of anxiety, really I don't, but when do you feel like it's going to kind of lift off me?
Oh, I'm hearing within a week you'll be back to normal. But
okay.
Just keep doing your work.
Okay.
Just keep doing your work and releasing. Oh, are you journaling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you journaling your feelings, what you're feeling?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Then you're on the right track. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay. All right. Grab the next caller. Hi, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. Hi.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
Candace.
Sandra. Okay.
Candace. Like candy, Candace.
Oh, Candace. Okay. Sorry. You're very faint. So go ahead. Do you have a question?
I want to ask about, do you see anything regarding my love life? Anything. I'm divorced. I've been divorced for 3 years, and so I've actually just taken the time and just basically took time for me, myself, and my daughter, and just been enjoying myself and just, you know, really just building myself up and everything like that, and which is really important. Which is something that I needed, and I just want to see if you see anything. In my garden, like a soulmate or something, or, you know, do you see any love, anything coming my way this year or soon or whatever?
Yeah, well, first let me tell you, because as soon as you started talking, the first thing I heard was, boy, has she really worked on herself, and good job.
Thank you.
So, you've come a long way.
Yeah.
And your heart is really healed. I see your heart just like a huge pink love space. So you are definitely ready. Ready for that person to come in. I do see someone coming from you. He is also finishing up on working on his stuff.
Okay.
And he is, Yeah, he's almost there. He's almost there. And you want him that way because you're already up at a high level and you want him to be at that high level and bring nothing from the past with him.
Yes.
let's see. I'm trying to get time frame. I'm hearing within 2 months.
Okay.
Do you do online dating?
Started really, you know, really putting myself out there as somebody who's single and, you know, who's available and not necessarily of oh, you know, I'm needing something or needing someone, because it's not the case. But, I mean, I guess it's something that I would love to get to know somebody, you know, get to know somebody more. I have put it out there.
Yeah. For some reason, I'm, because I don't do this myself, but I'm hearing eHarmony.
eHarmony.
yeah. and I'll give you a little trick. You don't have to fill out the whole questionnaire in order to get matched up. So, let me see. Yeah, I'm really hearing online dating.
Do you pick up on around him or more about on this guy, or, you know, is he older? I'm hoping he's older, but, you know, just my preference is out there.
what I'm picking up for him is that he's, like, later 40s. I don't know if that's older for you.
I mean, I'm 30, so.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I look pretty young for my age. Always get that I'm, yeah. So, you know, I mean, I would like somebody, just because he's 40 doesn't mean,
no,
you know,
and he's very young at heart, but he has a big heart. He has a big heart. Very nice smile, very gentle, loving man. Someone that you can openly be yourself with. Great communication. Yeah, he's going to be a really wonderful man for you.
Yeah, because I need somebody I can be myself around with.
Yep, and he'll let you do that. And you will. You'll be totally comfortable with him. God, they keep saying online dating. It's just, I mean, it's getting louder and louder. So, but not Craigslist, they're saying.
Oh, definitely no Craigslist.
No. You know, gosh. Even if you can do, like, a free trial of eHarmony, it's not going to hurt.
Somebody has to,
you know,
do that.
Yeah, because they're really pushing for that. So try it. But they're also saying wait a month before you do that, because they want him to be ready. And like I said, you don't have to. The one thing about eHarmony is that you have to fill out pages and pages and pages. It's ridiculous, you know, this questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to fill all of it, because you're going to get tired of it and go, I'm done, send, and it won't matter.
Okay. Do you pick up around? Does he have kids? Or he's divorced, or has he been married before?
Yeah, he's divorced.
Okay.
He's divorced. but it's nothing that would interfere in your relationships.
Yeah. Because I'm divorced too, and I wouldn't even though I know it wouldn't interfere with my relationship, I definitely wouldn't even let it, even if it was possible, I still wouldn't let it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, okay. Does he have any kids or anything? Because I have a 3-year-old.
Yeah, I'm hearing he has two kids, but they're older.
Okay.
Are they much more like adult age? Or?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of seeing like high schoolish age or maybe college.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but no issues, so.
Okay, so that's what I was worried about, because I do look, I can pass as a whole lot younger, and I hope that doesn't interfere dealing with, especially when you're dealing with high school students and bigger kids, you know, especially about their dad being dating some, or being with somebody who's, that's something that starts off a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's, you know, that's part of his working on his stuff, too. It's just getting everything settled so he can move on.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Let me grab the next caller. Hi. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jane. I'm calling from Toronto.
Hi, Jane from Toronto. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good, good. Do you have a question?
Well, I'm really looking for just some good news.
Okay.
I feel like every area of my life right now is full of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Work, family, money, everything.
Yep. We are all being highly challenged this year.
Yeah, I've been in this space for a while, and it's I'm getting really, I am really tired.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Well, I'm hearing, okay, so what are the changes that you're resisting?
One of them is I'm working on a new project with someone for business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing an event together, and it's all my contacts. So I'm a little bit cautious there. I'm doing it, but I'm a little bit cautious.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what other changes there are that I'm resisting.
Okay, because that was the. They wanted me to ask you that question. What changes are you resisting? Let's see.
And I didn't get a couple of projects, which was really disappointing.
But I'm hearing that there's a purpose behind you not getting those projects, and it has to do with ethics.
Okay.
They would have been detrimental rather than helpful. Let's see. Are you having any issue with any of your kids?
Yep.
Okay.
Big issue.
One of your kids acting out?
Yes.
Okay.
You're right.
Is it a boy?
On.
Is it a boy?
No.
Okay.
It's a daughter.
A daughter? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm picking up a lot of masculine energy. That's why I asked if it was a boy.
Well, she's got a guy. That...
Oh. Oh, okay. A negative energy guy?
Very big negative energy guy.
Is he very, okay, so that's where it's coming from. Because I'm seeing kind of a very forceful,
yep.
Someone who kind of, okay, it's coming clear now. Is he really chipping at her self-esteem?
Yep. Oh, yeah, she's not even working now. She's lost her job. She had a good job, and she's just awful to see. Really.
Oh, yeah, he's toxic. Yeah, he's very dark and negative energy.
He's totally dark, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's the worst nightmare for any parent, really.
Yeah. Is your daughter over 18?
Yeah.
Oof. I know. You know, and it's tough because when we see our kids go through that, it's their lesson, unfortunately.
Yes,
but
I know.
We got to sit there and, you know, we can talk and advise and talk and advise. But I'm okay. So what they're saying though is keep the lines of communication open for her,
mm-hmm.
and
that's
let
what
her
I'm doing.
Know that no matter what, you're there to talk about or help her.
I've been trying to do that. It's mm-hmm. really, really challenging because she obviously tells me lies, right? She came home on the weekend, and she was really in a bad way, so I took her to the hospital to be checked out. So we're talking. I kept her dog. God, it's tough.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if they're giving me an outcome. They're okay. Yeah, they're telling me this is a karmic thing for her. It's a past life thing that she's carrying on with this guy. I'm asking if she's going to get it soon. Okay, they're telling me though that her eyes are opening.
I think so.
Her eyes are opening. Yep, her eyes are opening. And she really is questioning her way of life right now. She's questioning because she doesn't know who she is or what she wants to do. And then he chips away at her self-esteem, so it makes her even more unsure about herself.
Yeah.
But her eyes are opening. Okay, so and there's going to be something that he does that her eyes are going to, because I see her eyes going, boom, like wide open, like, ding.
Well, that's
and,
what she says to me, that she needs something. She doesn't know why she's staying, and she needs to see something.
It's coming. It's coming. Okay. It's coming. And I see her, you know how kind of a dog walks with its tail between its legs and it comes sheepishly
mm-hmm.
back?
Mm-hmm.
I see her wanting to do that with you, but she's embarrassed and she's kind of scared.
Yeah.
So just make sure your arms are open for her.
Well, I know she's going to come back because here's what I did. I have her dog. I kept
mm-hmm.
her dog, and I'm looking after her dog for her.
Mm-hmm.
So she loves her dog, and she really misses her. I've only had her for this week, so.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, when she starts to come out of it, you know, don't do the I told you so or whatever, that kind of conversation.
Yeah.
Change the conversation with her and say, you know what? You went through this situation. We all went through this situation. But the important thing is, what are the lessons that you learned out of it that you would never want to repeat again, you know, in the future
mm-hmm.
so you can avoid this? Because when you approach it that way, it's gonna click more for her.
Yeah, well, she hasn't been in a place to even have any kind of conversation, so.
No, but she will. She's it'll self combust on its own.
Oh, it's been probably a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a daughter that did the same thing, so.
Oof. Yeah, well, it's the drug use that's really bothering me the most.
Yeah. But I don't see it escalating out of control for her.
Well, that's good.
If she's going to make the choice that, you know what, enough's enough.
Yeah, well, I've had to push it back a little bit. I just can't handle it anymore. I did this once before with her, and we got her the help she needed, and she sorted herself out. She was doing amazing. And then she met this guy. And this time it's just really, I just don't have it in me to do as much anymore. Like, and she's big, right? She's an adult.
Right. Yeah. Is your daughter, is she sensitive to other people's?
Yes.
I mean, is she a sensitive? Because, you know, a lot of them will do the drug or alcohol to numb that, those feeling, those emotions, and they have to be taught that it's okay, that you can learn how to deal with that in a different way other than numbing them, because it's not going to go away.
Yeah, she's very much that way, and that's why she's does really well with animals.
Yeah, she's very intuitive.
Yeah, she's got psychic abilities too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, she's always been able to see all that stuff, but then she stopped. She's blocked that for a few years.
She does, and she's blocking it with the drugs because she doesn't know how to handle it. So, you know, when she comes out of this, if you have anybody that she, you know, I mean, I'm sure there are meetup groups or some kind of groups in Toronto that she can talk to someone who has similar abilities.
Yeah.
Then they can teach her how to bubble, how to protect, how to, you know, sage, do all that stuff, so that she doesn't have to continually absorb everybody else's feelings. And then when she does get her psychic impressions or her, you know, intuition kicks in really strong, then she knows what to do with them and not be afraid of them. Because she's afraid of it, basically. She's afraid of her gift.
She's right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, and she just needs to, learn not to be afraid of it and embrace it and accept that that's who she is.
Yeah, yeah, she's just, you know.
And actually, you know, I see her actually doing readings for people down the road, so.
She's
really intuitive.
Yeah, when she was a kid, it was really real, like a little kid. It was really hard for her because she was frightened by, you know, all of a sudden she'd tell me the temperature in her room, her bedroom would drop and would be, she'd see things.
Yep.
You know, she would be at school and she saw little green men and so told her teacher.
Yeah, she's very gifted. And what she was seeing was real. So
I always encouraged her. I always encouraged her, but she was too young, right, to really do a lot with it at that point.
Yeah.
She had to live in the real world too, right?
We do, but it's, you know, it's getting easier for kids now because a lot more people are aware.
I think a lot more people
they have more resources now. It's a lot easier now, but yeah, I would, just keep, like I said, just keep your arms open and keep the door open, and she'll come out of it on her own.
Well, that's good. As long as she's intact. She's been having seizures at the hospital and, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but she calls me when they happen, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so, no, it's you know, she talks to me probably kind of reluctantly. But she talks to me.
So. Oh, good.
Yeah. But my real, like, I'm just frustrated today, I think, mainly because of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm thinking, what am I doing wrong? Why is this thing? Why are things like this?
Well, let me see what comes through. Where? Because your daughter came flying in. So.
Yeah. Well, then I'm doing my best to keep that there and not get sucked into all that stuff, because that's not going to help anything.
Right.
Send her love, but
right.
The rest I don't really want to know about, you know, unless I need to, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. As far as the work goes, let me see what they're saying. All they're saying is sit down and take a look at the way that you're doing your business and see what you can shift. Because there's something that you're doing that's it's almost like stale energy around it, and so you want to switch something up to make it fresh again.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. That's all they're saying.
Everything feels stale. Everything around me feels stale right now because nothing's working. Like,
right.
I've been trying to do different things, and it's just...
Well, yeah, that's all they're saying is that find a way to... something has to shift. Sit down and examine it, and even if you write it out... You know, sometimes when we write things out and we look at it on paper, it's like ding, 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 you know. So try that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've done a lot of that. I don't know. Is this event that I'm doing, this partnership, the right thing?
I'm hearing a yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, I want to go because I've got three other callers waiting.
Well, I so appreciate it. We're right on, bang on.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad. Well, and sometimes, you know, like your daughter came forward, and sometimes that's what they want to give the message on. So you never know what comes in, but good luck with her. And I think, you know, just hang in there, and things will turn around.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Great.
Sounds like
bye-bye.
You've been through it, you know.
Yes, I have. I have.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So I got three callers and one in the chat room. So let me take the chat room question because I know it's been in there for a while. This is from Lachey. Say career and finances for the upcoming summer. Okay, I'm hearing that you're actually going to have a fun summer, and if you don't have a job right now, you will be getting a job. It's a temporary one, meaning, you know, it's not for your whole life, but it'll be a fun job. You'll be able to meet, you're going to meet some fun people, and then you're going to get some really fun contacts for the future. So, and they're saying you're just going to have a fun summer. So enjoy it, and have fun. That's all they're saying is have fun, have fun. It's going to be a good one. Hope that makes sense. Okay, let me grab the next caller. Hi, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello? Oh, okay, I'll put you back on hold, and I'll grab the next caller. Hi, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sandy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Okay. Do you have a question?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to ask a question. I live with my partner. She's a female. And there was an incident that happened last week, you know, a big argument, and it was pretty bad, actually, between her and my sister. And so my sister was staying there for a while, and I know she has been doing a few things. She didn't really want my sister there, and it turns out that my sister told her, you know what, this is not your house, this is my sister's house, because, you know, your name is not in the deed. But when I bought the house, which I bought last year, you know, I put the money down and everything, and due to her finances, you know, I didn't want to, you know, put her name on it, but we did talk about it in the future. So she kicked her out. She threw her food on the floor. There was a candle lighting. I got candle wax in my arm. It was pretty bad. So she kicked her out. The next day, I had to find a place for my sister to stay, and I had to make arrangements for her. Now she says I don't ever want to see her again. So I couldn't have them there because, you know. And then my other sister came to help me one day. And then she thought that, you know, I was changing the locks or whatnot. I'm like, no, she came to help me with my other stuff. And my other sister had seen things of how she's treated me. And she never wanted to say anything throughout the years. But she did tell her, you know what, my sister doesn't want to be with you anymore and blah, 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 and this and that. And, of course, and she told her a few things. And she said that, you know, this is the second time you didn't defend me. So, of course, I was in shock the whole time. And, well, things seem to be a bit more calm. You know, she said about, you know, she wants her money, she wants to go, and then she moved out of the room. But, you know, we're still talking, and I said, you know, I need to calm down because it's not doing you. That's another thing. So she's overweight. There's no way around it. You know, we've been living 10 years together, and I've just seen her increase in weight very, very rapidly. You know, we really don't do anything, like, together because she has no resistance. You know, for walking or kayaking or whatnot. So it's pretty much me and someone else or me alone. And she works from home, so she spends a lot of time on the computer. She's gotten, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I just wanted to see what you're picking up in this whole situation.
Well, you probably won't like it.
That's okay.
But, okay. I mean, what they're saying is it's time to move on.
Okay.
It's time to move on. They're saying take the lessons that you learned from this relationship and, you know, take what you learned, basically. This was a learning experience. Because you have a really big heart, and it's time to move on. I'm seeing that there will be someone else for you down the road, but they're saying though, and it's a really good thing you didn't put her on the house.
Why?
Well, because as we move off of, you know, as we end relationships, that would have been another complication.
Yeah. Because I know she put some money in, but not as much as she said she did. You know, she's like, oh, well, I've put in like 20 grand. And I'm like, I don't think so, because I've also given you money to buy stuff, and we've paid, you know, half and half for the labor and, she said, well, what about, you know, my time for supervising? And I'm like, you want to charge me for that?
Yeah.
And you're running your business out of my house, right? Mm-hmm. And lately, you know, she hasn't been giving anything much, you know, for groceries. And because I pay all the utilities there. Just give me a little small portion, a quarter of what the mortgage is owed, right? But you run your business. And, you know, that's it. So my sister is just angry because my sister told her, no, I'll get a real job. My sister feels like she's just taking advantage of me and she has been using me. And
you're comfortable.
Years here and
yeah,
doesn't
you're
know
comfortable
English,
for her.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think, you know, it's not my fault that she didn't learn English, right?
Right, right.
She blames me for a lot of things. And I'm like, you know, that can't be possible, you know? And I don't like the screaming, the yelling, and when you feel like you're going to throw stuff, you know?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, just once she's gone from your house, too, I would, do you know how to sage?
to sage?
Like,
what do you mean?
How to clear your house, how to sage it so you
can
bring
I've
good
heard,
energy.
Yeah.
So once she's gone, I would sage your house, do a little bit of rearranging and change the energy, because you're going to notice a huge shift in yourself. You're going to feel so much better. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel the healing will come a lot faster and easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're saying to enjoy the summer.
I know, I've been waiting
wanting
for
you
so
to,
long.
But they're wanting you to really move along with this, because they're saying enjoy the summer by yourself. So, and just do the healing that you need this summer. And then keep your heart is, you've got a big heart, so towards the fall is when someone will be coming along for you.
Do you feel I'll be making that connection? Is it someone I'm going to meet randomly?
Do I feel you
or?
Make?
No, do you see how I'm going to be making that connection with this person? Is this some person I'm going to meet randomly, or is that ready to go out much, you know?
No, they're not saying. They're saying, it's more important for you to heal first.
Right.
And and switch everything out, and then that will become more clear down the road.
Right. You know, the fact that I've tried to help her, I know she has helped me, but my other sister told me that she feels that my partner is suffering from, you know, depression. I mean, and those, she has an anger problem. Those outbursts of anger, I mean, come on.
Well, because she's not happy. She's not happy, and she's not happy, but she's comfortable, and she doesn't want to make the move, because then she has to do everything on her own.
Is that what it
is? So, yep. Mm. But you have to take the lead in this one.
Okay. Because the thing is, I mean,
and you don't have to say it in a mean way. You'd have to just say, listen,
right.
You know what? You know, things are just not working out. I think we've come to the end of our road, and, you know, I wish you all the best, you know, and I thank you for, you know, we've both taught each other a lot of things, but it's time for you and I. We've moved completely.
She blames me for everything. She's like, it's your fault. She still said, you brought your sister here, and I didn't want that. And second, you didn't defend me. You had two chances to do it. And, of course, she told some people that mostly her friends all our dirty laundry, you know, what happened. Of course, I can never see those people again because, first of all, they're nothing to me. They don't pay my bills, to be quite honest. You know, I'm a very capable, you know, person. I have 2 degrees. And, you know, I've done pretty good for myself. And my sister and our conversation, my other sister, the one that, not the one that she chased out of the house, but the one that came to help me, said, you know what, I really admire you for all you've done and all you've accomplished. And she said, if our mom was alive, do you think she would want to see you like this? She told me that. And she made me just think, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she can go on that way all the rest of your lives, but, you know, you don't want to, you're not responsible for her life, so
you just have
to move on with yours, yeah. Yeah.
Now, as far as because she even told me that, you know what, she was like saying, oh, I have this person offered me to live here, this person lives there, and the dog was going with me. She could have a dog because the dog was with her most of the time during the day, stayed with her. So, you know, he really listens to her. I don't have a problem with that. But she doesn't even want my other sister to say, don't even touch that dog, and I don't want anybody, none of your family, touching him. So it's against my family now. So they offer her places to stay, and one was in Florida, and I think two were here. But I don't know if that's going to be an issue. I mean, the last thing I want to do is have to call the police. You know, I hope she doesn't get, you know, argumentative or physical or whatever the case may be. And I might have to call, you know, the police. I don't want to resort to that because I don't know.
No, but you need to have the conversation with her first and just say, you know, I know you've been offered a couple places to go, so make your decision and choose one of them.
you see when, like, when she'll be moving? I mean,
Well, I'm hearing within the month.
Oh, okay. And what about all her stuff? Is she gonna? Is that gonna be a big argument, or what's? I mean, clearly there's some stuff that I bought, some stuff that we bought. You split it. I mean, is she gonna fight over stuff, or is she gonna be open-minded?
Let's see. I'm hearing you'll come to an agreement.
Okay. And the same
yep.
thing goes for what she invested in the house, right? Like,
right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because there's no way that she invested $20,000. I mean, she has a spending problem, and she shops like if there's no tomorrow, and every time I used to tell her, she used to get angry. So.
Yeah.
She doesn't, you know, control that very well. Okay. Yeah, because she even told me things, and now when you're here alone and you're in a big house by yourself and you have no one to call, you're all alone, then you'll know what you did to me. She told me those words, and I'm like, wow.
Yep. Well, just have the conversation with her and, you know, make up your agreement and just move on.
Would you see I'll be
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thank you. Thank
yep,
you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, so I've got about 10 minutes left, so grab on to the next caller. Hi, this is Marie.
Hey. Hey, Marie,
hey.
How are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Matthew. I'm in Tampa. Now, I'd like to preface this with, although I don't believe in psychics. I don't believe in maybe the same things that you believe, but I know that I don't have to legitimate someone's lifestyle to love them. So I have a couple questions, and I mean no disrespect with them,
mm-hmm.
but here's my concern. And you almost had me going in a different direction because I don't know where your standpoint, because I'm not religious at all. Matter of fact, I hate religion. Christianity and religion are on different spectrums. But
mm-hmm.
I think that you have... Or there was an opportunity because the young lady that just called, and it's amazing how God works because he wanted me to hear what that young lady had to say, and I think that there was an opportunity, and I can't necessarily disagree with you. You're right. It is time to move on, but
mm-hmm.
There was so much more to say because we, again, I'm not going to point at anybody's lifestyle, but we know society... I mean, instead of the Bible conforming to society, I think the society needs to conform to the Bible. That's why we're having all these problems in the country today. What concerns me, or what I'm curious about, and here's the first of two questions, is you have the opportunity to tell that young lady that if she remains in the lifestyle of homosexuality, she's going to be in trouble on Judgment Day. Not that she's going to hell. Not that she's a bad person, but, and I know, and I don't know what you believe, so whether you agree with me or whether you don't agree with me, it's not a point of agreeing with Matt. It's agreeing with what the Bible says. But I'm curious on who you, when you pause and these people are saying, what are they saying? The fruit would generate that you're not speaking to God. Because my question, the second part of the question would be, if you know these things and God reveals these things to you, where were you during Katrina, Columbine, Sandy Hook, and why couldn't you have warned these people not to go to school that day or something of that nature? So, and then the last part of the question would be, do you... relate to the Bible at all? Do what you do, does it even concern itself with God? Because in Leviticus it says, do not turn to mediums or necromancers, which I don't even know what that is, but it says, don't seek them out, and so you may make yourselves unclean by them, for I am the Lord your God. So,
okay, well,
let me answer your questions.
Okay, first of all, it's none of my business what lifestyle anybody chooses. Everybody is free to live who they are and how they want to live.
Okay.
Everybody's equal. there is nothing wrong with how anybody, you know, what their lifestyle is. That is their, that's how they're born, that's how they live.
Okay.
Second, the Bible, you just said that you hate all religions, but
mm-hmm.
you are quoting me the Bible, which
mm-hmm.
is associated with a religion.
No, religion is works, wouldn't you say? I mean, the best...
The Bible is words, too, but the Bible is words, too. What makes
You're
that
right.
the only book that is correct?
Okay.
And the only word that is correct?
My very limited answer to that would be that have you ever seen the Bible proven in error?
The Bible was written by man.
It was
so
written by God.
It was written by man.
Okay,
a
when
man
you write a letter.
Book.
Okay, when you write a letter, do you write the letter or does the pen?
What?
Just some. I said, when you write
so
a letter.
So the Bible was written by a pen?
No. Is that what I said?
You just asked me is a letter written by a pen.
Yeah, I said, when you write a letter. Okay?
Yeah.
And ma'am, I'm being very respectful. Please don't be indignant. Don't laugh.
I'm not indignant.
I mean, I don't. Well, don't laugh. I don't know. I'm asking questions. So if you write a letter, do you write the letter or does the pen? You write the letter. The
I
pen
write
is
the
just
letter.
The, right. The pen is just the instrument, correct?
Yeah.
So is it so far-fetched to consider, I'm not trying to force it on you, but is it so far-fetched to consider that God used 40 different men from all over the world to write a book that works in perfect harmony and is in complete synchronization? I'm pretty sure that if you yourself were to line up 20 people and whispered a sentence in the first person's ear, by the time it got to the 20th person, it would be completely different. The Bible doesn't do that. It speaks in perfect succession. But I'm not here to try to prove the
but
Bible.
But that's your opinion, and you're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled
right.
to my opinion. Everybody
absolutely.
In the world is entitled to their
you're,
opinion.
You're absolutely right. But one thing that you said, and you're right. You're absolutely right. But what concerns me is you said that we are born, there are some that are born gay. God said when
mm-hmm.
he created man, he said when he created man and women, it was good. It was perfect. Homosexuality
mm-hmm.
is an abomination to the Lord. That's what it says.
In whose
and again,
eyes? That's your opinion.
In God's eyes. That's what it says, right?
No, that's in your opinion.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
That's your interpretation of what you're reading, and you're entitled to that opinion.
Okay, well, if in every single version of the Bible it says homosexuality is an abomination to the Lord.
But that's your interpretation. That's your interpretation,
but,
and you are entitled to that interpretation. Everybody interprets the Bible in a different way.
Okay, so how would you interpret those words? Abomination isn't a detestable thing. It's not a good thing.
I've never seen those words, so I can't really attest to it.
When was the last time you read the Bible?
I haven't read the Bible.
Is that maybe why you haven't seen those words?
It could be. But any kind of religious text, I don't read.
Uh-huh. But I'm not being religious.
But you are being religious.
Why do you think the Bible, religion says do? You got to do all this stuff. Jesus says
do. Do you consider yourself a spiritual person?
You know, that's a good question. And I'm glad you asked me that question.
Spiritual person, then you are open to everything. Your heart is open. You love
uh-huh.
everybody with no judgment, no question.
I do love everyone. I don't dislike homosexuals. What I am pointing out is the sin that they're caught in. Again, that's
but
my
they're
interpretation.
Not, how do you know? How who are you to judge and say it's a sin?
But I'm not judging. I'm not judging the person.
You just did. You called it a sin.
I'm not judging.
You called it a sin.
But I'm not judging the person.
But you're judging their lifestyle,
okay.
and you're calling it a sin. That's a
judgment. I'm calling it for what it is. So if you and I were walking together, and you stole a lollipop, I wouldn't have the right to call you a thief. It's the truth,
you can
right?
call me whatever you want.
Is it the truth? Are you a thief
but being
because
a
you
thief,
steal something?
Being a thief and living a certain lifestyle are two different things.
No, ma'am, I would relate this because you don't read your Bible. Sin is sin. I don't care whether I'm a homosexual or whether I'm a thief. It's the same. Because God says in his word that if you violate one, you violate them all.
Well,
so,
I'm not required to read the Bible. I don't have to read the Bible.
You're
I'm
right.
required to do whatever I need to do to make myself a spiritual person and believe
you're
in
right.
whatever I believe in. And I get my messages from a higher source. And that's
from
all that matters to me.
From higher than God?
God, source, universe, all the same thing.
You're right, because God created everything.
That's right.
Well, that's right. You agree with me that God created everything?
God, universe, source, they're all the same thing.
Oh, okay. So, I know that you probably get a lot of people that try to disparage what you do. What you said is exactly right. You are not forced. You don't have to read their Bible. You're not required to do it. I tell you the things that God put on my heart to tell you because I care for you. I love you. I don't want to see you end up in trouble on Judgment Day. So what you do with the truth is up to you. If you say, Matt, and that's your interpretation of the truth, you're absolutely right. So to end the babble, because I don't want to ruin your show, on the question
no,
of...
No, I've got one more caller and 2 minutes left. So.
Okay. Well, you hear these things. So my question, the last question was, where were you during Columbine or Sandy Hook or Katrina? Where were you? If you
where
could
was
have warned
I
these,
specifically?
You know, could you have warned these people of these things? Because you can see these things.
You know what? A lot of people could have warned the people. A lot of people could have warned people. I mean, you know, people could have warned people about 9/11. People got premonitions. Mm-hmm. People knew it was coming. But do you really think that one person calling and saying, hey, this is going to happen, people are going to listen?
You know what?
There are predictions. There are
You're
predictions
right.
all over the place that are out there. But... you know, it's not mainstream enough for people to pay attention and listen to someone who has a prediction.
And I agree with you. Don't you think that that is a problem with today's society is we become too trusting on man's word? I mean, I find it very troublesome that people come, and no disrespect to you, whether it be you or any other median, and they get their advice from just a mere mortal, a mere human being that is fallible, that will make mistakes. Instead of trusting to the creator of the universe. Now, I know you're not going to tell me that you don't make mistakes.
Of course I make mistakes. But you know what? I do have another caller, and I would like to give him a chance to answer their question. Thank you so
God
much for calling
you.
In, though. God bless you, too. Okay, bye-bye. All right. Come on. Okay. Hello.
Hi,
sorry. I'm good. Got like 1 minute. We can do a real fast one.
Okay, what do you see for me coming up this summer as far as job and career?
Okay. What's your name?
Ooh, Connie.
You got 90 seconds. Okay. What was your first name?
Connie,
okay. Okay, I'm hearing new job. July. Are you applying for anything right now?
I'm applying for anything and everything.
Okay. Sorry, I was reading the notes in the chat room. I'm hearing you'll get something in July, but keep applying, and you'll be interviewed in June.
Is this a contract position or is this with a, is this like a permanent full-time employee position?
I'm hearing permanent, full-time, yep.
Oh, great.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what is your name? I think
Marie.
I spoke to you before, I'm not sure. Marie, okay. Do you have a website?
Yep. Not yet, but we have a Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio.
Divine Goddess Radio. Okay.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. Thanks for calling in today. It was a good show, and we'll catch you on Tuesday. Bye-bye.